good evening, everyone. Welcome to Take to Radio Soaps and Review. And with me tonight, I brought two wonderful ladies with me, Belinda and Carolyn. Welcome, ladies.
Welcome, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
And how are we both feeling today? I know, Belinda, that you are hurting, and you have my prayers.
Thank you. I am hurting and drugged, so it's better than hurting and not drugged. So I'm hanging in there. There will be wine later, and things will be better.
Oh, good. Pour one for me.
I will. I absolutely promise, and I will drink all of it.
And Carolyn, how have you been doing?
Good. Yeah, really good.
Okay. Well, my apologies to everyone on behalf of Belinda, Carolyn, and myself. Our very own staunch soldier, Casey Hutchinson, will not be present with us this evening, and we hope he's okay. I wasn't given any reason, just that for personal reasons, that he couldn't make it. So we wish him well, and we hope to have him back on Tuesday, August 29th, with us.
Okay. Good.
Sounds
okay.
Good.
Let's start off with Young and the Restless.
Let's talk about the kiss heard around the world.
Okay, Carolyn, we're talking about Young and the Restless taking a bold move to lesbian relationships.
To the next level. And I don't watch YNR, but I certainly saw Twitter was blowing up. There were a lot of fans that weren't pleased. So you can fill me in on the details, why and what's going on.
Okay.
Well, Sally Sussman, who just left, Carolyn, as the writer. She's retired, and the executive producer has now taken over, and he's going to be the head writer too. So the fate of this story is kind of up in the air, but because the executive producer, who's also the new writer, is British, Mal Young, he's very liberal, you know? And Sally Sussman just did an interview with Daytime Confidential, and she said that when she pitched this lady love story, that she said she wrote a love story, not a gay story. That's how she sees it. And considering the day and age and time we're living in, it's strange that there's not any gay characters in Genoa City, and I agree. In our everyday lives, everybody interacts, you know, with people of different interests and, you know, lifestyles. But she pitched it, and she said CBS knew that it was going to be a potential issue, but that they were very enthusiastic about it. And then it kind of kicked off, and it still hasn't gone completely there yet. There's just been this one kiss, but we can all see where it's going, and people are just having meltdowns. So, you know, we won't know for another week or so what the ratings are going to be, but you know, if the ratings hit the toilet, I can't imagine that they would continue. What do you think, David?
Oh, geez.
Do you think they'll just
if the ratings are bad
with
because
it?
Of this? Because
well,
of this?
Well, I mean, if there's they won't know if it's because, but they can draw a line and it's a correlation. You know, do you think that they'll press on and say it's a story that should be told no matter what, or will economics force them to drop it?
That's a tough one because, you know, Young and the Restless is, well, she says, they have a conservative audience.
They do.
One thing.
And they have a lot of old. Yeah. Yep. I don't know. They might. What, Carolyn?
Do the fans dislike the way it has unfolded, the way, the direction that it's taken, or just how they've gone about it? It seems like it's just coming from nowhere.
It's just, yeah, it's a knee-jerk rejection is what I'm seeing.
Okay.
Like, I saw this coming. I mean, I think a lot of people probably saw this coming, and I did an article on it before there had even been a kiss, before there had been anything more than a few glances. You could feel it. I could feel it in the energy when you watch soaps all day and you write about them and all this. You know, you get that feeling, you know. And I did an article about it, and people, like, they blew up. They piled on. They were like, if this happens, I'll stop watching. I can't believe they're doing it. And then that was probably, you know, 90% of the comments on social media in response to my article. But it may also be that a lot of people didn't have an issue with it, but they weren't going to engage because they didn't want to get hate piled on them or criticism, you know?
Yeah, that could be. Now, was there an indication that they are lesbians, or is one coming out, or how is the storyline going? How are they handling it? Just in your window here and there?
Go ahead, David.
I think it surprised both of them.
Yeah. It's fun because the one girl who initiated the kiss, the girl she kissed is dating her half brother. So it's not just that she likes it. She's kissing her brother's girlfriend and likes it. And neither of them has any that we know of. The one that we know, because she's been on the show forever, she's definitely not had a same-sex thing. She had a really bad relationship with one guy, and then she's in an okay relationship with a guy now. And that guy is the other girl's boss. So there's all this entanglement. It would be a professional disaster for one and a family disaster for the other. So it is very interesting and intricate in that way. But there's just been one kiss, and then the one girl said, the girl that was on the receiving end of the kiss said, you know, I'm happy with Noah. This is really weird. And the other girl kind of backed off. But they're both thinking about it. So it's happening, you know.
Mm.
But it was just one kiss. And I actually had written a follow-up article the day before the kiss happened. And people got mad again. And I was like, look, you're going to see. They're like, no, they'll never do it. And I'm like, the kiss is happening tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then they were like, I'll believe it when I see it. And I was like, well, believe it tomorrow, you know. And they did, and they were mad.
So there is a backlash. So I guess they'll have to see, you know, if the ratings do go in the other direction. They're not. And it sounds like they can get out of it. They can kind of, if they don't get the reaction they want.
Yes and no, because they shoot, I'm assuming, David, you might know, they shoot probably like General Hospital and Bold, like, what, 3-4 weeks ahead?
I think Y&R is like 4.5 weeks ahead.
Yeah, so, Carolyn, they're
four and a
like...
half, give or take.
They're, yeah, whatever has already been filmed is... unless they
in
go
the
back
can.
And edit it and put in B-roll, it's in the can and it's happening and a lot
yes.
can happen or not. I mean, it may be on just slow burn that they could fizzle it out if they felt like they needed to, or you know, the EP might dig in his heels because he's, you know, I'm assuming he's socially liberal based on coming out of the European TV market, and he might say, screw them, they need to move into the, you know, 21st century and deal with it.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
So this other writer has left, has she?
She's left, and she left, and her co-writer, well, the story supervisor, they both left, and then he's taken over. And she did say that, you know, she's gone, and she doesn't know what will happen with the story now that she's gone. She left very recently, like a week ago.
you got three. You got a rewriter, one going, and now a storyline that's, well, lots
right.
happening.
And And they still could tweak some. The EP as writer, his stuff won't start airing until October, which means there's like another, you know, month in there that has been written and not filmed. So, I mean, they could go back and tweak that material, but they're locked in on what's the ball that's rolling. But, you know, I mean, some soaps, Y&R moves faster than General Hospital. I can't really compare it to Days because I don't watch, but it definitely moves at a faster clip than, you know, the General Hospital, and probably a slightly slower clip than Bold. So I don't know.
Well, I have to, I have to say Days. They've handled the interaction with Sunny and Will, and all. I mean, it was it kind of moved slowly along, so the fans were able to adjust. You know, Will came out, I thought it was handled very well, and I think it should be. You can't just throw it at the fans because they aren't going to handle it well.
Well, you know, Y&R is the only contemporary soap with no gay characters. General Hospital they've got a married couple that don't get a lot of screen time, but they also have a cast of thousands over there. So there's a lot of characters that don't get a lot of screen time except for Sunny, who gets all the screen time. yeah. And then Bold, of course, has Maya, who, you know, checks off several boxes. I don't know if you watch Bold, but she's transgender.
Right, yeah.
And that was a big deal when that first happened. And then people have said, oh, you know, they hardly ever mention it anymore. Like, you forget that she's trans. And then last week they had a confrontational scene when they were on location in Monte Carlo, where a creep came over to her and said, oh, you can't hardly tell she used to be a dude. It was really, really ugly. Yeah, and her brother-in-law stood up for her. Very sweet, but it was like, wow. Yeah, I guess they just wanted to remind. Maybe they were responding to some of the social media commentary, like, oh, you don't really ever talk about it, and then they talked about it. You know?
Yeah. So. I think so. Something along that line. But with Y&R, I think if they want to do this right, they should, like Carolyn said, tread lightly. We got two girls who basically really don't know much about themselves more than anyone else, and it's sort of like a story of discovery for each of them. That's how I see it. And
absolutely.
And they're probably both afraid of it right now, which in all honesty is real. As realistic, I mean, when you're on your way and you're feeling these things and you're not really sure why, yeah, it's going to scare you to pieces.
Definitely. I mean, I think they're playing it, and, you know, it seems like it's inevitable, and there's some storylines that fans don't want, and then they adjust, like on Bold and the Beautiful right now, you know, and another one that fans like, Wyatt and Katie, as they're all like, she was his stepmother, she's old enough to be his mother, and she was his stepmother, she's not near enough old enough to be his mother, they're very close in age, and people were having fits. I will quit watching, that's disgusting, they won't do it, and I wrote an article about it. I first got the scent of it, and I was like, I'm writing about this, Wyatt and Katie. I wrote it, like 6-8 weeks ago, and people were like, and they've teased into it, and people are relaxing. People are relaxing about it, and they were having a fit about it. I won't watch it. I'll fast forward, blah, 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 you know.
Well, it is real life. There are situations like that in real life, you know, so.
Yeah.
It's not too
far. We also have to remember, it's funny when I think about these being drama queens, and it's like, well, they do spend all their time watching soaps, so, you know. You got to look at it to some extent, but it's funny. So the other thing, what was I thinking about on YR that I wanted to mention briefly? Oh, the sex trafficking ring. Carolyn,
yeah.
There's a sex trafficking ring, and they're, you know, and they're touching on a social issue. It's interesting. But David, I stand behind my assertion from weeks ago, and I'm more and more convinced every day that Zach's dating app is a tool for people, that concierge service feature for people to order unwilling young women to molest, basically. And I think that Newman Enterprises via Abby Newman is unknowingly funding a sex trafficking ring in Genoa City, and it's going to blow up and be really bad.
Yeah, it is. I have a hunch. And for all those YNR watchers out there, I'm going to spill something to you. Tessa is Crystal's sister.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I figured that. So, based on that, do you think or do you know Tessa was a former victim of these people, or because she knows Zach and she's scared of Zach, or did she buy her way out and then later they got a hold of her sister? I mean, I don't think she'd knowingly let her sister live like that, but maybe she can't do anything about it, and that's why she's in Genoa City, was trying to find her sister.
Could be. Very could be, but I do know in another spill, and I'm going to catch hell for this one. Tessa goes to Zach for help.
Yeah, I saw that on a trailer for that Friday, for tomorrow, I think. She goes to Zach for help, which confused me a little because it was like, because it's like, obviously he's involved. Trust him, and he's, you know, really sick as hell, and I don't like him at all. So
he's a little.
Like,
if you saw him,
Victoria,
Carolyn, you would. He's bent slimy.
Oh, he's shady. He's shady, is he?
Yep, back is shady.
He's creepy and terrifying. All I know is this. Victoria and Abby have terrible taste in men lately. One's involved with a guy who's trying to ruin her company and make a deal with Jack, and the other's involved with a sex trafficker, and it's like, wow. So kind of lesbian stuff, like, hey, at least these are nice girls.
Yeah. Those are the ones that get taken advantage of,
I tell you. And still dealing with the rumors of Adam Newman coming back. I swear to you, I see a story every day. Chelsea and Nick got married and found him on their honeymoon. He comes back to destroy Victor. He comes back to work with Victor. And it's like, I think you and I talked about this a little last night. I think everybody listening needs to forget the idea, firmly forget the idea that Adam Newman is coming back. Adam Newman is not coming back. I really feel that. And we touched on this last night, but I think that Mal Young will hold that in his back pocket as a Hail Mary, you know, case ratings do bottom out, just like GH is bringing back Steve Burton. Ron Carlovati just scored Tyler over at Days. Bold brought back Sheila. Adam is Hail Mary card.
Yep.
Okay. I'm not going to say anything about it until I see a casting.
I want a casting confirmation.
Exactly. I'm not clicking, I'm not reading, I'm not believing, I'm not reporting because it's all hooey. It's clickbait. I'm not getting involved with it.
I'll read it just because it's fun to read.
Yeah, I see that, but my so many people, and I know you don't, you're reasonable and sane, but a lot of people take us for truth, for gospel, and then they come into the Facebook groups and on Twitter and they get really aggro and they want to argue it, and it's like, it's not happening. Just calm down, you know.
I'm saying, this is an opinion.
Yeah, yeah. But when you're looking at a headline that doesn't say it's an opinion, it's happening, blah, blah, that's,
yeah.
You know.
That's the misleading part.
That confuses people.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And right now, everybody's
getting better. The writing is getting better in some of these places. They're, at least the writing... No, if you follow me for a minute. The writing is getting better because they're not detailing. They are showing that it's their opinion, and they're taking it, you know.
Right, and
they're
that's
writing,
what I thought. That's great, and that's what it should be. It should be reflected in the title, like, is this happening? You know, Adam coming back for revenge? Question mark. You know, and then inside of it, say, it would be interesting if, you know, given this plot that's happening, it would be very timely for Adam to come back and da-da-da-da, Christian's paternity, da-da-da. But when it's like, it's happening, yes, you know, and it's like, come on, come on. Just don't tell me that it's leaked and you have it from a source and that you know it and, you know, admit that it's, you know, a theory. And theories are fun to read. I love spoilers and I love theories.
Right. That's absolutely correct.
They're fun.
Now,
and if I had to...
Yeah.
What, Carolyn?
David wanted me to be the timekeeper, and I just want to say we've got about another minute.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say real quick that, you know, the reason I read spoilers is because the soaps move so slow that, you know, unlike other shows we watch, that the spoilers keep me interested and they keep me engaged. And so, I write them and I love to read them and I read stuff that everybody writes. I do think there's a valid function in there to keep fans excited. But there's also a point where you become disruptive and divisive. You know.
Yeah, people are misleading the fans. That's
things.
Not right. Yeah.
Yeah, you're misleading and upsetting people. But if you say, "Wouldn't it be great?" or "There's a rumor floating around, maybe it's this," you know. But if you say
right.
You know for sure and it's a fact, and it doesn't happen, then you upset people for no reason, and it's crazy.
Yes. Yes.
It is.
All right, so we're moving on to Bold and the Beautiful.
Bold and the Beautiful.
The Beautiful.
Okay, I'm going to swear.
Go ahead.
Bill is a dick.
Who is a dick? Bill? Oh, Bill is as big a dick as that tower he wants to build. Every time I look at that tower, that model in his office, I just see that is Bill's giant penis he wants to put up in downtown L.A. because he's, like, stroking it, and it's all very phallic and disgusting.
Yeah, exactly. Carolyn, this man, Bill Spencer, Dollar Bill Spencer is fake, started a fake rumor that his niece was dying only so that her former boyfriend, so to speak, would leave his present girlfriend and go back to her.
Oh,
and if
yeah.
He because if he dumps his girlfriend loses her fashion business, and it's on the property that he needs to put up his big phallic penis
Dick.
Tower.
Yeah, so he wants to swoop in. He's going to swoop in.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
Who he wants.
You know, he's just being horrible, you know, horrible. And, yeah, well, Liam's about to blow up his lie. The Boy Scout is coming for him. I'm very excited.
Will he do it, or will Bill threaten him?
Bill will threaten him, and Liam will say, oh, well. I think, you know, what I see happening and all is Bill's going to threaten him, and then Liam's going to go to Steffi, indignant that his dad is being a dick, and then Steffi is going to floor him. I think it happens Friday, and then it carries on into Monday, where Steffi tells him basically, leave your dad alone. He's doing the Lord's work. So what if it's a lie? It's a lie. The end justifies the means, because it's her brother that's being, you know, lied to, blah, blah, blah. And Liam's going to be floored and not happy, and he's gonna blab. Well, how's Bill going to punish him? What's he going to do? Come on.
I don't know. He's gonna. I don't know. I'm gonna get graphic if I skip. And we're really explicit on Spreaker. I can tell.
worst thing that Bill can do to Liam is remind him that, hey, I banged your wife and so did your brother. Let's all sit down and talk about it. You know,
yep.
That's like the worst thing he can do.
Yep. Let's break bread now. So I'm gonna.
Let's have an awkward dinner. Yeah. But no, he can't do anything, you know. So, and you know, the other bold stuff, the other two things, you know, there's obviously Katie and Wyatt. I wrote an article today. I haven't had time to check and see how it's doing. But, you know, Bold and the Beautiful is so incestuous. And I did this article that, I don't know if you saw it, David, that said, if Katie and Wyatt had a baby, this would happen. And I went through the family tree, and it was like Bill would be that child's grandfather, but he would also technically be that child's ex-stepdad, because that child would be his son's brother, his other son's old brother.
Oh, my God, you really did your work on this one.
No. The best one is Wyatt, okay, because Carolyn, so this guy is currently about to spark an affair with his former stepmother. So his former stepmother has a child with his father, and this kid's like three. So if his former stepmother had a baby, then that baby is his son or daughter, right? Let's just son. So the baby, the weighty baby would be his son, but because his son is also the brother, his own brother, then he's his son's brother, right? And, yeah, and so I went through all this stuff, and then it's really weird because then his brother is married to his ex-wife, and his brother would be that child's brother, but also that child's uncle. And
oh,
I went through because they have, yeah, I went through everybody, and I was, Quinn would be the child's grandmother, but then she also was sleeping with his uncle at one point.
Quite the family tree. Quite the family tree.
Oh, my Lord. Isn't that fun, Carolyn? Look.
Oh, my goodness.
My closing to it was that the only good thing is because Brooke Logan would be a blood relation to this kid. When the kid is sorest and grows up, at least she won't have sex with it, since she's had sex with everybody else on the show.
So, oh, my God.
And I actually put a YouTube song video at the end of Ray Stevens' song, I'm My Own Grandpa. That should be the theme song, I'm My Own Grandpa. So, anyway,
oh,
that's me sums up going on right now.
That's Bold and the Beautiful.
On the Bold and the Beautiful. Well, they are bold, and they are beautiful.
They're beautiful. They're just, yeah, it's fun. Also, on Bold, David, have you seen on social media, people are getting... Some people are getting disenchanted with Sheila, want her gone, and seem to be upset that she's around for a year.
Yep, I have seen it.
I still like her.
And why is
I like because I thought they were everybody was thrilled she was coming back.
They were.
Yeah.
And then all
oh, they're so fickle.
They
yeah,
are.
I know.
They
are. My goodness.
David, what do you think about Eric taking Quinn back?
He has a very forgiving heart, and he could do a lot worse.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, Sheila. And it's funny because the Forresters, who all used to really hate Quinn, are like, well, she's better than Sheila. And they're
yeah.
like, she was kissing Ridge. It's fine. Everybody kisses their stepsons. Just look at Katie.
I know.
Now, are they upset with Sheila's storyline? Is she not nasty enough, or what's happening?
I think Brad Bell wants to give her a slow burn for a year.
Yeah.
Mm. No.
I think people are upset at the because she has become determined that she will be Eric's wife again and will be the Forrester matriarch, and so they know that means, because they've really gotten used to Quinn and Eric together, you know, and
mm.
I don't know. Or they're just frustrated with how long it's taking. I don't know, but I'm just seeing this groundswell of negativity about her. I'm enjoying it. I like her.
I'm glad.
I can be passionate about it, you know.
Yeah, so, I'm pretty happy with it. Because there's not many people, like I said, I mean, I think everybody's just about been with everybody else on this show.
And, several times.
And,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
A couple times here and there. And it's hard with such a small cast. And then there's one there I feel bad for. I wish her some happiness. I wish they do something with Ivy. Give her somebody
new.
Oh,
I know. Yeah.
And we want her with Carter. Maybe Carter.
I mentioned that. I was trying to get, and I tweeted that, I think, when we talked about it, and it got a lot of retweets. I love the idea
it
of
is.
That.
Oh, yeah, and I did want to say that I saw that. I don't know if you saw, but you got a response from Soap Party 411. That they've been talking about someone for Carter for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one got a lot. But, yeah, I saw that and some of their fans. And, yeah, because they'd be amazing together. And she doesn't get any story. And she can't go with Liam or, you know, Wyatt again. That's been played out. So.
It's been played out.
Yeah. Oh, now Carter would be great.
Ivy needs some happiness.
She does.
She needs a story. You got to do something with her. I mean, she's not just back for fun. I bet Ashley Brewer wants a story. Something.
Yeah.
Some meat for her if she's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And not just be window dressing.
Exactly. And a lot of the yeah, they've got a big following in Australia, and their Australian fans are not happy about her twiddling her thumbs and getting no story. So.
Oh, I can believe that.
And yeah, that's the thing. That show is so short; they don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
That you can't do a lot, and with Sheila around and that, it's like there's just no bandwidth. I wish they would expand it. I would love if it was longer. I'd love an hour's worth of Bulb.
I know. It would be nice, but I think, I don't know,
yeah.
the economy
yeah.
talking, you know?
Yeah, oh, I'm sure that.
Makes
yeah.
me surprised she's hanging in there.
Yeah, I know. They seem to wheel her out for some things, and then so I hope she's busy with other stuff, you know.
Yeah, me too.
Well, that's probably
yeah.
why they keep it to a smaller cast, because it's only a half an hour. if it were a narrative, I'd definitely have to have, you know, expand to some other storylines.
And they do cycle through pretty well. Like the Avants, who are, the Avants are like the only true, like, big family of color on the show, because there's Carter and then there's Zenday, but, you know, the Avants, they brought them all in, and they'll, like, wheel them out, and they'll have a little Avant drama, and then they'll wheel them away, and, you know. But they have to do that with all, you know, they have to. It's like, because Steffi and Liam we weren't seeing for a while, and now we're seeing them again adjacent to Bill's douchebaggery, so, you know. Bill's most recent douchebaggery, I should say, because he's always got some douchebaggery going. He is the absolute worst. It was funny because I was watching the show today, and my husband came and sat down, and it happened to be a scene where Dollar Bill, where Liam was making accusations, and I paused the show to let my husband tell me whatever he wanted. And it perfectly froze on a picture of Don Diamond as Bill. And then right behind him on his credenza is the photo that Bill keeps of himself, you know? And my husband, he hasn't ever seen this show, and he said, "Is that a picture of himself?" And I was like, "Yes." I said, "That screenshot right there perfectly encapsulates that character. It tells you everything you need to know."
Yeah, says it all. Says it all.
Really does. Just like, that's him. He's a lot of fun. I mean, Don Diamond must love playing that part. It has got to be a blast, you know?
Yeah, it must really take him home and make him, it must fulfill him as an actor. I mean, because it's such a meaty role.
Yeah, and it's just fun because he's always just being a jerk, you know, and smirking and stroking his big building. And
Well, he's the actor that used to be on The Young and the Restless years ago, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Was he not?
That was Brad?
Was he Brad? Was he Brad?
He was Brad Carlton.
Yeah, so he was always suave and debonair, and I've seen snippets of Bold and Beautiful, and it's totally different. He is, the character is meaty.
It is very
he's
meaty.
He's a lot of fun. I enjoy him.
It's very good. And just an added bonus there. Did you know that Don's first soap opera role was on Days of Our Lives as Carlo Forenza?
Really?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, before there
before
ever
was
a Brad.
Pool, before, before he was the pool boy. He was the pool boy on Y&R many, many years ago.
That's interesting. I was thinking about other soap roles today when I was looking at Liam with his dad, because Scott Clifton was from GH, and he had that little fat face. He was so chubby back then. He was so adorable when he played Dylan Quartermain. I just wanted to eat his little face. And he's so grown up looking now, and it's just like, aw.
I know, and it's something to watch them grow and to be young.
And he was over there at about the same time as Rena Sofer when she was Lois. Oh,
Lois.
This is where the pain pills are kicking in. Lois Cirillo, I think, was her name, Ned's wife, because they had the daughter Flynn. Yeah. Whew. That was not coming up easily out of my brain, but there it is. Well, I think, you know what I love? Back to Sheila for a second. The end of the show, I guess it was Wednesday, maybe Tuesday, where it was right as Eric and Quinn reconciled, and then there was that shot of the end of Sheila fantasizing about her portrait, and then she got, like, the glowing red eyes. The most evil, evil look on her face, and I was like, go, Sheila, go, you know. And the upcoming soap magazines are, it's for next week, but I saw a picture of Kimberlyn choking Raina, so that'll be fun.
Oh, no.
I'm sure they had filming it. Yeah, she's at the house and is, like, choking the crap out of her, and it's like, maybe that's why Eric calls Dr. Warwick in.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm excited about Ian coming in, so.
Something to look forward to.
To look forward to.
I
yeah. Ian.
Yeah.
You remember Ian?
1 minute. 1 minute for bold and beautiful.
All right, David. You take the minute.
Okay. Geez, I already said it all. Steffi is getting into everybody's face again, and she's making me nuts.
I'm not a Steffi fan. She works my last nerve all the time.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't care for Steffi, yep. And I think that Liam is way too good for her.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
She has a lot of nerve telling people what's best for them because it suits her benefit. But she doesn't care what how they feel. She never has, and I don't think she ever will.
Yeah, no, she's really awful. She wants to win, and she doesn't care anything else, and she's just awful. So, yeah, no thanks to her. So.
Thanks. But that's a good actress.
Oh, yeah. Her Instagram stuff is hilarious because she's really cheeky and she's always dancing around and singing and being weird. I like her a lot. But on the screen, I'm like, go away. That's probably our minute, so we're ready to talk about General Hospital.
Yep, we're going to start with General Hospital, and we want to know, Carolyn, what do you think so far?
I can't comment because I haven't had time to watch. So I go. Sorry.
I gave you so much incentive 2 weeks ago.
Showed you the shirtless, the hunky guys.
Yeah.
Why? I saw.
Yeah, I saw your tweets and I kind of dovetailed in on there and you said, wasn't it enough? I think that's what you said to watch the hunky guys.
Actually, I can give you a whole six-pack you should be watching.
Yeah.
She can give you a list.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it'd really be more of a photo collage of just hard abdominal muscles and chiseled jawlines. Yeah.
Well,
what you could do is
a tease. Do one a day.
Chunk of the day. Yeah,
that's right. That's,
they have some just really, really good-looking men on that show. So I like it. My personal favorite.
Well,
capitalize
on that. Capitalize on the eye candy and just one a day, and one a day keeps the doctor away.
I'll have to do.
You're going to have a lot of good taglines there.
Yeah, there is. I'm going to start with Matt Cohen. I think I'm going to get involved with that because he's my favorite. So he's just ridiculous. He's, like, so pretty and good-looking, it, like, hurts your eyeballs to look at. And he's got a kid. He has a little boy who's about, I don't know, around one, who looks just like him. It's like this little pudgy mini-me that you just want to eat, and so he's just really cute. Anyway, but on to the plot of General Hospital. David, I don't want Hayden to go.
I don't either.
You know, I don't like it.
Can you fill me in on today? I wasn't home to see it.
You say that, and I'm like, I am just taking muscle relaxers. Let's see. Okay. The big crux of today was that Hayden set up the fake company that she was going to use to funnel money to her smarmy ex-husband, Jared, to get him out of town. She and Finn are supposed to be getting married tomorrow. Liz is going to be her maid of honor. Well, then the bank called, and they said, hey, there's this really suspicious activity going on with the hospital account. And Hayden, like, freaked and, you know, snapped because she was seeing, like, her loophole closing. And then Finn found the visitor's tag from the penitentiary where she went to visit her dad, and she lied and, you know, told him she was shopping for throw pillows. So he wanted to know why she lied. And, you know, she really went to ask her dad, Carolyn, for money to try to pay off her smarmy ex-husband because her dad ran a Ponzi scheme, and she was hoping he had some money, like in the Caymans, to use to pay her blackmailer. Because here's what she did. It's particularly awful. She was driving drunk home from their country club and ran over a kid, and the kid is now paralyzed for life.
Oh, and, dear.
Yeah, and she's preggo and about to marry this amazing doctor who just cured this disease, and he likes lizards, and he's really sweet, although he is a recovering drug addict. But anyway, so, yeah, it's really bad because she's got this nasty, nasty life-altering secret. Her ex-husband went to jail for her. And, you know, I don't know at this point, does he even have any forensic evidence, you know, although, and he, so I don't even think he could prove it. She could just say, he's a fat liar. Let's see. Griffin and Kiki got Ava to leave her apartment today, and she's got her, you know, Phantom of the Opera mask on, and they brought her to Kelly's, and Valentine is there with his daughter, and Charlotte pointed and went, that lady, which that kid would never have done. She has impeccable manners. She's fluent in French. Anyway, but she did. And so Ava left and went outside, and Valentine made Charlotte apologize to her, and the little girl said, I didn't know that you had been hurt. I shouldn't have reacted like that. I'm very sorry. And then Valentine was, like, offering her the deal again to go get the miracle face surgery to be beautiful again. And I think I may have, like, 5 or 6 minutes of the show I haven't watched now that I think about it. So, cliffhanger. It was all, you know, because Hayden's leaving. I mean, she's got some scenes next week, but then she's gone. So she was the bulk of the show today, and then the Ava stuff. Felicia and Mac were not, you know, boinking in the bushes today, which was nice. So there was that.
That was
so. Both
you
and David are you're not happy about this. This actor leaving, are they like leaving for good, or do you think she'll be back?
Yeah, the rumor is, because, you know, Steve Burton is coming back to GH, and they backed up the money truck. He's getting a lot of money, and the rumor is that they had to make some budget cuts for the 500-pound gorilla, and she was abruptly written out. And, you know, Rebecca Bennig is a great actress. She's grimly. She's awesome, you know. And her story was at this really pivotal point, but she had a 3-year contract, which not a lot of people on that show have. She had a big, fat, juicy contract.
Yeah.
Because she was supposed to come on for a short arc, and then they put her in a coma, and that was supposed to be it. But fans, like, bam, and they were so excited, and they wrote her this 3-year deal, and now it's like, meh. So we need that money back to give to Steve Burton, allegedly. I'll say allegedly because, you know, we don't know for sure, but the timing adds up, and that's the rumor, you know.
Well, there's mixed views on go ahead.
I didn't hear either of you because you were both at the same time. What?
David?
It's the sad part of the business where you have to make room for someone who's coming.
Yeah. I mean, that's the business part of show business. It is. And people forget because you get so, you know, you get viscerally and emotionally attached to these characters, but any of them can go, you know, because it is business. So.
Well, it seems mixed on the fellow that they're bringing back. Are their expectations really high? I mean, is that going to work out? What do you think?
I think it's a ticking time bomb of inevitable disappointment. And yet I hope somehow it's great. But David and I were talking about this last night. It's just like, because what it is, Carolyn, there's this legacy role, Jason Quartermain. Now he goes by Jason Morgan. He's been on the show a long time. And Steve Burton with him, like, bam, 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 all the time. And then in 2012, he abruptly quit General Hospital to go to Young and the Restless because the producer, the EP then, Jill Farren Phelps, was going to Y&R. And they're, like, fast friends, and he followed her over there. And then she left Y&R last year, and he followed her out the door again. Mm. And so he's been doing other stuff. He's got a business. In the meantime, they hired Billy Miller, who used to be on YR, who's a great actor. And they revived the character. They said he was frozen, because General Hospital does that. Frozen.
Yeah,
then he got this. The order of events was he was frozen in an egg. He thawed out. He ran into the road. He got hit by a car. He got plastic surgery, and now he's Billy Miller. Because they never just do the easy. It's crazy on General Hospital when they should just go, the role of Jason will now be played by Billy Miller. But they don't. They, like, make up all this crap to explain why he doesn't.
Oh, that's why there's mixed. Okay.
And that's the problem. Because so he's in this role. He just renewed his contract. So, and then this other guy's back that everybody's expecting to be the role that he already was, but there's somebody in that role.
Mm.
So half the people are like, if he's Jason and they screw Billy Miller over, I'm not going to watch anymore. The other half are, if he's not Jason, I won't watch anymore.
No. No, okay.
If you read social media, it seems like General Hospital is poised to lose half their audience no matter what. What do you think, David?
Yeah, which way it goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Yeah, people are upset. And part of the problem is they worked overtime to do all these forensic tests to prove that the guy was really Jason, and they did this software program that showed that even though his face looks different, his bone structure was this guy's, and they did all this DNA stuff. So they went overboard to make him this guy, and now you can't unravel all that without, you know, shitting on the reason, pardon my French, all the history that they crafted.
Well, they're going to have to come up with a very juicy storyline.
Well, Frank Valentini, who's the EP over there, who was instrumental in bringing Steve back, said that no one has guessed correctly about the plot around and the circumstances and the character of his return. Based on that, it seems like, well, he's not going to come in the door and be Jason. But he did say that his initial story arc would be nine excruciating months, which was what they did when they brought Billy Miller on, and he was Jake Doe, and everybody knew for a year, David? Like, literally a year before the show acknowledged he was when the fans had known for at least 6 months.
We had known it, but they weren't putting it on until we knew it before they put it on.
Right, but it had the reveal. I think it was literally like a year from when he started. It was crazy long. So, at any rate, he's not coming in the door as this character. I wrote the other day that I really hope. Go ahead, David.
I think we're going to be surprised.
I hope so. And I wrote the other day that I really hope they bring him in as a new mobster, because it was brilliant what they did that with Sarah. Carolyn, there's this other pivotal character on the show called Carly, and they're on their third Carly now, and they've never done the plastic surgery thing. They just said this role will now be played by. Well, anyway, the second Carly, the first Carly, they brought her back to the show, and they made her a whole new character, this wicked mobster, and they never even mentioned, anything about her past or her looking like anybody, because, Carly's got a new face now.
They just plopped
and
her in
she,
there as another person. Okay.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. They just brought her in like a fresh actress, like a new thing, yeah. And, oh, gosh, she was so good. She was this wicked, evil mobster. She was up to no good. She was awesome. And then she wound up eventually, a year and a half, 2 years later, being beaten to death by an axe handle by her stepson, but she totally was coming. But she was brilliant. It was brilliant casting. It was a brilliant character. And that's what I'm hoping that they do for Steve, is a brilliant new character. And just, and then they can come back later. And David, I don't know if you've heard this, but the rumor that I'm hearing is that the fate of Steve depends on Billy's choice. Because Carolyn, Billy Miller, who's playing the character now, he has a lot of outside work. Like, he just did an arc on Ray Donovan, and he's got a recurring role on Suits, and he's very passionate doing outside projects and primetime. And if he got a juicy primetime part, like a regular recurring, he'd be gone.
He would be gone.
So the scuttlebutt I'm hearing is that they're going to bring Steve in as someone new, and then if it opens up, as Billy leaves or doesn't renew in a year, because he just renewed, then they'll do something with him, and they'll slide Steve in as Jason. Then they'll figure out how to backtrack it, blah, blah, blah. But the producer insists, Frank insists, no, we know where this is going. We're not just making it up as we go along, and everybody's laughing wildly, going, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I think we have a caller. Let me check.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Let me see who this is. You talk amongst yourselves, and let me see if I can figure. Okay?
All right. Okay.
Well, Carolyn, I've got about 3 minutes, and then I'm hitting the serious pain meds, and I'm going to bed with a heating pad on. I know everybody wants to hear about that.
Well, I hope you feel better because it's terrible. I have a girlfriend that her sciatica nerve, gave out. She's been in terrible pain for about 3 days. Hello?
Hi.
What?
It's me. That caller dropped when I answered him.
Oh, dear.
Oh, David, you could pretend to be our caller. That'd be great. We'll take you.
Okay. Hi, my name is David. I come.
Hi, David. What's on your mind?
We were just discussing Belinda's pain. She's about done. It's horrible.
I was saying I'm about to not know if we have any final GH thoughts, but otherwise I'm gonna medicate and hibernate. I'm usually healthy as a horse, but something about self moving is a terrible idea and you should never do it, and I did it and I'm dumb. So I'm recouping. This is they never show banal things like this on soap operas. Nobody ever comes in and they're like, oh, I've got PMS. No, they've got amnesia.
No.
Nobody gets PMS.
The real life stuff. I agree.
Exactly. Yeah, there's nothing sexy. I want one of the doctors on General Hospital to walk in, they're like, I have the worst diarrhea.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, real life. And what are you going
to
do?
Oh, I thought that was Sam's problem.
It's like the good What would be most convenient is if you had diarrhea simultaneous to your amnesia, so then you could just forget you had it later. How many soaps is this out, and I'm watching it, because that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Not sexy, but
and
amazing.
Then, yeah, and then if it was a male, then they could prescribe Viagra.
Exactly. They come in and they're not diagnosed with a brain tumor. They've got prostate cancer and it's enlarged and having erectile dysfunction. There's no erectile dysfunction on soap operas.
No.
That
is a zone of ultimate erectile functionality. It's got to all be working.
the soap operas have the cure.
Exactly. That would just be amazing. All right. Well, I'm going to sign off and let you guys talk days. David, let me do my elevator pitch. I will be back talking folks with you guys on Wednesday the 30th, and then on Wednesday the 29th is our Have You Heard Soap News. But tomorrow night at 8 p.m., please, what?
You got in reverse. You got it in reverse.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, medication.
Soaps and review on Tuesday the 29th, and Have You Heard on the 30th.
Oh, are we swapping?
I'm moving it to Tuesday because, Tuesday the 29th.
Yeah, I have amnesia, apparently. but tomorrow night, I plan to be in tip-top shape, Friday at 8 p.m. for the Big Brother recap show when we dissect tonight's live eviction. So join us then, and please call in to Take Two Radio. Take it away, and I will talk to you guys in 2 weeks.
Okay, thank you, Belinda.
Okay, feel better, and keep tweeting.
I will. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, there we are. And her other line is still showing. Let me get her off of there. There it is. Okay, it's gone. Okay. Carolyn, you're still here.
Yes, I'm still here.
And we're here. You've been very good with the time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So we're going to hit days. So, days, if anyone wants to...
we're going to hit the pavement running with all these threesomes that they have. My goodness, I was counting them today.
I know, too many. We're talking days now on Take Two Radio Subs and Review. The number is 1-718-506-1540, and press 1 to talk to us, if you would. And... I don't know about you, but I'm liking Ron's work. From what I gathered, okay. Where do you want to start from?
Well, you know him better than I. So what storyline do you feel that he like ever all the storylines, or is there anything that's popping out at you?
He's putting it together. I think he's putting it together. I loved the Adrian Bonnie swap.
Okay.
That I like that. I mean, Hattie did her in the trunk of her car.
Yes.
I had so much. I'm sorry. See, but this is it. This is Ron at his best because he likes to have fun.
Yes, okay.
he wants to put the fun back in it. And I get a little hype, not on the media as much, because my cousin, who is my landlady, is a Days watcher too, and she doesn't care for the Hattie Marlena thing. I said, oh, come on, it's fun.
Yeah.
She says it's stupid.
Yeah,
but,
well, a lot of them on social media saying that it's It's stupid, and it is comical. Did you see Patty breaking up with John? I mean, some of the expressions on John's face.
I know. I think he went to the bathroom. His pants.
Did you see when he dropped the flowers? He's just so. But I mean, I don't know about you, but a lot of us over the years have wanted Marlena not to be so nice, and really, she's been very patient. And then when she said, "I want a divorce," and he looked at her and he said, "We already are." And then she says, "Well, we've been divorced and back together and divorced so many times. I forgot." Like she's flubbing herself out of it as she goes along. I thought it was pretty funny.
I thought it was pretty funny. Now, my thing is, I hope the thing is they have to write John smart enough to know that really isn't her.
Yeah, you would think so.
I'm hoping Ron is writing, giving John a little a sense
more
of humor and more credit, and they're gonna think so because I don't know. Tell me, did this happen yet? Did she make her play for Roman today?
No.
She's going to.
No, she has no. Yeah, she that's down the road. But she's got to get rid of John, and then John said, "Well, I'm not moving out," and she said, "Well, I am." That's how it's left.
It's fun to watch, especially. I know Ron came out with, you know, he belongs to that group Doppelgangers Anonymous, but
okay,
he didn't create these characters. Bonnie was created before he ever came along, and
so
Patty was
gonna
created
count, yeah,
before he
yeah
ever came
so
along. He's just
he's
using
gonna
them.
Yeah, he's going to capitalize on what is already there, which it's making it interesting.
So my yeah, go ahead. I want you.
Go ahead. It's okay.
I think he's reuniting. He's trying to reunite people together. I mean, he left it to Gabby to break up with Chad, which was smart on her part. He gave Gabby some brains and common sense.
Yeah, she finally came to her senses. I'm devastated over Adrian, Justin, and Lucas. Did you see it? Did you see it today?
No, I didn't see it today yet.
Oh my goodness, poor Lucas. Because I really like Lucas, and I feel so bad. She broke up with him today. I mean, I think he asked her, "Oh, well, it's time that we get married," and she said, "No, we've got to talk." And then the end of the show, she said, "My heart's with Justin," and poor Lucas is just devastated. He can't believe it. And then they were in bed all morning, and he thought that when they linked up in the afternoon, he says, "Oh, you have such a nice glow," and this and that. And she says, No. She says, "No, we have to talk." And he says, "Talk about what?" "Oh, well, yeah, well, it's time we got married." And she says, No, we're not going there. But, Angelica put something in her coffee.
Yeah.
Slipped some powder in her coffee. So I don't know whether that's a hallucinogenic and that's why she's acting that way.
And I can't believe Adrian is in Statesville prison.
Yeah, it was. Today was sad.
poor Lucas.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
Go ahead.
I'm wondering if Bonnie is going to backfire and fall for him anyway.
Mm.
Even though she's gonna think she saw, she's gonna say that she wants Justin, just so it makes Angelica's plot look better.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she won't really like Justin because she's going to know that Angelica wants him, so maybe she'll fall back with Lucas.
Mm.
Bonnie will.
Yeah.
Oh, Ron, you weave a tangled web. I
yes. And then the other threesome is Eric, Nicole, and Brady.
Oh, I feel sorry for all three of them.
Yeah.
There's really nothing going on with
Brady. Nicole
and
Eric. Yeah.
I mean, with Nicole and Eric, there's really nothing. I mean, he loves his brother very much. He doesn't want to hurt him, you know?
No.
He never wants to hurt him. He's been very good to Brady. And I don't think he'll want to...
To do anything to ruin their relationship.
No, I don't think so.
And all things are pointing this week to Victor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how did you like that little bit? Now we don't know if Xander really did it or not.
Well, today they did a recap, and because Brady has confronted Victor, and Victor
right.
has told Brady that he did pay Xander to kill Deimos, but then Xander said that he came to the house and said he couldn't do it, and Victor was very upset with him. And said, you know, well, you haven't followed through and you're not doing your job. Like Xander said, well, I want more money. He says, well, the deal's off. You're not getting any more money because you didn't do the job. So it's kind of intimating that maybe Victor was angry and he could have gone back and finished the job himself. That's how
himself?
It kind of ended to, yeah, today.
Oh,
kind of how
you
it,
think
it. Because he got angry with Xander, because Xander came and said that he didn't do it. There were too many people there, and he couldn't finish the job.
So you. Think...
And then of course Chad's going to go and turn himself in because he doesn't want Sonny to stay in jail any longer. So Abby's very upset about that.
Abby
they told
is,
one another
yeah,
they, yeah, they told one another they loved one another today. So, but Chad said, now I have to turn myself in. Of course, he thanked her for covering for him. How sorry he is for all the misunderstandings, and he should have known better.
Yeah, everybody's a lot more apologetic these days.
Yeah.
No one is sorry that Deimos is dead, probably, but I don't know when that's going to come about.
And Nicole... heard that the foster mother was down in the square with the baby. So she skulked in with sunglasses and a hat, incognito, so she could see Holly. And
yep, I saw that. The foster mother that Eric rescued her from.
Oh, okay. Well, now she had to go. I don't know where she went. And the there was a babysitter there, and Nicole has gone over, and the baby's crying, and the babysitter can't handle the baby crying. And Nicole said, you know, she said, oh, can you stop her crying? So Nicole has picked her up out of the carriage. Now, Nicole is not supposed to be anywhere near the baby, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So she's taking a big chance going anywhere near the baby.
Yeah, no, honey. Keep your paws off of the keys.
The cat wants to type.
Yes, she does.
You're going to have
she
to
might
teach her to blog.
Music that we don't want to hear.
You're going to have to teach her to blog.
No, honey. No, keep the paws. Okay, and so what else seems to float your boat over there? We're getting a lot of important things. Abby's getting better. Oh, Trip.
Oh, yes, that's all come out. Well, and you didn't see it today. Well, Kayla and Patch, Steve, are really going at it because Patch wants her to forgive Trip. And so it's going to be he's going to side with Trip and Kayla's going to side with Joey because she doesn't want Joey going to prison. And she's saying Trip has done all these horrible things and, you know, you want to forgive him. So that was another threesome that's going south with Kayla and Steve today.
Yeah, I felt so bad for them. What was it, yesterday?
Yeah. And Joey's leaving, right? The actor that's playing Joey, he's leaving?
Supposedly.
Yeah, and he's actually getting a lot better than he was 6 months ago. He's getting his chops, and now he's going to exit. That's too bad.
Unfortunately, that's the way the game is played. They give you their best. They give you the best when they're on their way out.
Yeah, I've noticed that with Days.
When
Sammy and Will and how is that? Have you heard how that's going to play out?
I have no clue whatsoever. Just that she's only on for 2 months.
Because that's got to be soon, right?
That'll be, well, this is, we're in the October, November.
So we still have a little ways to wait. Okay.
She has been done taping, and she's gone already.
Well, is it going to have something to do with Marlena?
It might. I think it has something to do. Well, because Allie put in her saying, I'm so happy to work with Chandler again. So I'm wondering if Chandler Massey's character, I didn't get confirmation.
Well, because Marlena now they've got her in the straitjacket in the mental institution, and I'm sure they're giving her all kinds of drugs. I mean, is she going to be oh, was it John? It was someone the other day, and they kind of had a feeling about Marlena. So that maybe that's the storyline. Marlene is going to be hallucinating and thinking about Sammy, and that's kind of the storyline I'm thinking what's going to go on, because they got her locked up.
That sounds intriguing. I'm not sure, but I do know. I read this with Ron Carl Lavati, one of his interviews, and he has been looking into the day's history, and he's seen that, well, I don't know if he can entirely fix it, but he wants to put the people at rest who were upset when the character of Will was killed off. Yeah, he read, he studies the history and the social media history about what was going on. I'm fairly sure he knows that Allie was upset about it, too.
Well, it's probably for the fans' closure. I mean, because that, the necktie killer and all these ones, it was like almost every day, somebody and you say, geez, this one's gone now. There were a lot that were gone in a short period of time and really no closure. So maybe that's the storyline that he's going to use, how he's going to, end it on a high note.
Yeah, he wants to give it closure, and he wants to give them some peace of mind. He wants to make them feel better. And he said, it's a soap opera, so anything's possible, he said.
Yes, anything's possible. Now, Deidre Hall is a twin in real life, isn't she?
She is.
Okay.
Yep. She has.
Now, is her twin acting as a twin on the show, or is that just Deidre Hall acting both parts?
I don't know. I know that she used to. Samantha, because that's who Sammy's named after.
Okay, because I was looking very closely, and the one that plays Hattie, unless they don't put a lot of makeup on her, she doesn't look exactly like Deidre. I was just wondering that today, a couple of the close-ups. I thought, is she playing both parts, or is her sister her sister in real life? I was curious about that.
I think she's doing both parts.
Really? Well, maybe the part.
I haven't heard otherwise.
That she's playing,
I haven't read otherwise.
Yeah, with Hattie, she's maybe they're not putting as much makeup on her. As the other,
yeah.
So to make them look a little different. So it'll be interesting who's going to out Hattie that she's not the true Marlena.
Yeah, I wonder how many people are going to figure that out, and I think Roman might be probably the first one to figure that out.
Yeah, and as I say, they'll bring Sammy's coming back for whatever reason, and so I think it's got to be part of the storyline, save the mother.
Mm-hmm. And that's about it. And then you heard the news. Louise Sorrell is back taping as Vivian.
Oh, yes, I saw that on Twitter. Now, what? How is she going to fit into the storyline this time?
I don't know. Well, she just started, so if she's starting to tape last week, then we won't see her until shall I say around Thanksgiving, maybe?
Well, usually there's the work up to Thanksgiving, yeah, and the intrigue at all.
I believe they are taping the holidays now.
And they're all the special.
Because Sean and Shell are back. They're back taping. And then, as you know, Belinda mentioned it before, Ron is bringing in one of his boys that used to work with him on General Hospital today. That's Tyler Christopher.
So things should start to heat up.
And, yeah, sometime around the holidays, I think we're going to see him. So there's speculation, since he and Louise Sorrell have started taping together, they have started together, there's a possibility that Tyler will be playing Nicholas Alamein.
Oh.
And but they are keeping it, you know, they're keeping it hush. They're not going to tell us because it's too bad.
Yeah. Don't want to give it all
tell,
away.
Oh, I heard this one, but we're not telling you who. It's hard to keep anything a secret, so they're not.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of gesture that, you know, just because he and Louise Sorrell have started taping together on the same day and like that, that he could be Nicholas Alamein or he might not be. So I guess we're going to be, that's Ron's, what they call that? Tyler's supposed to be Ron's home run.
Okay, well, that gives us reason to keep watching.
You're getting a very gifted actor coming onto the show.
Yeah.
I've been watching Tyler on and off for years on General Hospital.
Well, sounds exciting.
He won last year's, not this year's Emmy, but he won it. He won last year's Emmy for Best Outstanding Lead Actor.
Oh.
Not this year's. So, yeah, you are going to get someone pretty decent coming out.
Yeah.
Pretty shocked that... Well, I'm pretty shocked that he went over to Days because his General Hospital, he wanted to come back, and I don't know why, and they didn't, something fell through, and he didn't, and I guess he didn't come back.
He didn't like the direction. Well,
I don't know if he didn't like the direction or...
He got a better offer.
I know. But, you know, he'll do good anywhere. I mean, as long as they treat him well.
Yeah.
And they write for him properly. And Ron knows how to write for him.
So it's all,
no matter
all a plus. Yeah. It's all good. It's all good.
It's something for you to look forward to.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we've gone over our 21 minutes for days.
We are almost. Are we over our 21 minutes?
Yep. We're at 8:30 already.
Okay. So, let's see.
Now give me those dates again. I've got my calendar here, and I'm going to put them down firm on my calendar.
All right. Our next show for our Soaps and Review is Tuesday, August 29th.
Okay, instead of the Thursday. Okay.
Yeah. And it's basically a week later than usual. Okay. And then we got Soaps and Review on September 14th.
Okay.
And September 28th.
And September 28th. Okay. There we go.
Okay. And then I'll be confirming through emails. And hopefully we'll have Casey
and Facebook back. And Facebook and Twitter.
Yep. Facebook and Twitter. Google Plus, wherever.
There we go. Got it all covered.
Yep. And
okay,
that was fun tonight. Prayer for the soaps. Do we have a prayer for the soaps we have?
Just keep the soaps alive. And we appreciate all the fans' input. And we're doing everything we can to keep the soaps alive.
Well, thank you very much, Carolyn. And keep tweeting to me, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. And you have a
and let's tell everyone a good night.
And good night, and have a happy weekend, and God bless our fans for sure.
Yes. So, have a good night, everybody.
Good night, David.
Good night, Carolyn.
Get connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit TakeTwoRadio.com.